Hello everyone, welcome back to A-Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm a genius. No, I'm not. I'm Mike.
I'm still here.
You're still here, but you did have a nice trip in time.
I didn't. I went nowhere.
You moved forward in time by 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, I did.
That was the 5 minutes that I made you wear the hat.
I guess.
So that's kind of like time travel, but you know what it was? It was that cup. It was the cup on the top. I thought the poop stick wouldn't be so important, but the poop stick seems to be the one that gives the communicator the power to talk to me. And then, of course, we have the time selector at the front.
Okay.
And then you had a bit of a good question. You were saying, how am I going to defend myself if I get attacked by angry Romans or, crazy people from the past? That's why we have the egg spatula here, you see. So you can either beat people with it or you can make them breakfast.
Okay.
So I think it's going to work really well. Maybe we should put the antenna down a little bit. And just before we get to the article, I think you should put on my fabulous disco cowboy time machine hat.
I really hope it works this
time. It is going to work so well. We'll just plug in the data into the time selector and you'll be on your way.
Do you want to say the magic words?
Check out the article. We'll be right back. Are those the magic words you meant?
Time travel. The journey begins.
Roxy and Shia are still in the time of the Maya.
I'm so hungry. What can we eat here?
Well, the Maya didn't have rice. They ate a lot of corn and beans.
I'll try this. Yummy! There's turkey in it. Do you want some?
I'm more interested in these pictures. The Maya wrote with pictures.
Can you understand them?
Not at all.
It'll be hard for us to live in the Maya civilization.
You're right. We should try to get home. Let's go back to the time machine.
Roxy and Shia try to use the machine.
Can you make it work?
I'll just push some buttons and hope for the best.
But that means we may never get home.
Here goes.
Roxy and Shia travel in time again. But where to?
Run power!
Bean. Bean. Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast. Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast. Understand. 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 Understood. Understood. I can't understand Chinese. Do you speak English? I can't understand Chinese. Do you speak English? Home. Home. I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. Push. Push. Push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone. Push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone.
So right at the beginning...
See, she's back. In our own time.
It didn't work, Mike.
It will work. It will work. Okay, let's talk about the article.
Okay, so we're on day two of our article, right?
Yes.
And remember, Shia and Roxy, they went to the Mayan time.
That's right. Well, first of all, they were at their uncle's place, and he had all this cool stuff, and they saw something that said time machine, and they thought, that's crazy. It must be from a movie. But then Roxy actually got it to work.
She pulled the handle
and somehow through some science that I can't do, but apparently their uncle can, it actually sent them back in time to the time of the Maya, an ancient civilization from what is now Mexico and Central America, but they were there hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
So we're on day two, and right at the beginning, our article tells us that Roxy and Shia are still in the time of the Maya.
Wow, so they haven't traveled back in time or traveled forward in time, but they're starting to have a few problems. Roxy says, I'm so hungry, what can we eat here? This is a very good tip. If you're going to travel through time, bring a picnic lunch.
Yeah, sandwich.
I should get that on your
granola bar.
That's why I gave you the egg flipper. But I should just give you food.
You should, probably, yeah. Okay, so next Shia says, well, the Maya didn't have rice.
That's absolutely right. And Shia then says, they ate a lot of corn and beans. These were their staple foods. Those are the foods that you eat most frequently in your daily diet. Yes, in Asia here, of course, rice has been the staple for a long time.
Noodles,
right? In the West, in Europe, it's always been wheat for bread. But in the Americas, they didn't have that. They had corn and beans. That's right. Corn and beans come from Central and South America. And that was their basic food.
So corn is that long kind of, how do you explain it? There's yellow little kernels.
That's right. Grows on a big stalk. And you often break off an ear of corn. We call that an ear of corn. And barbecue it, cook it up, and then eat it. Like that. Or, of course, you can take the dried seeds and turn it into popcorn.
Yeah.
But that's corn. You had it.
We also see our first word, power word for today, bean.
Bean.
B-E-A-N, bean. Mm. Let's learn more about this word. A bean is a seed that is eaten as a vegetable. It can also have a long outer part with many seeds inside, like a green bean. For example, Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast. Again, Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast.
And Roxy, well, she's interested in this.
Mm-hmm.
She's perfectly happy to try some new food. So she says, I'll try this. And then she says, yummy. Yummy is just another way of saying how delicious. That really tastes good. It's yummy. And then she tells us there's turkey in it. Oh, okay. So it's not chicken. It's not duck. It's turkey, which also, yes, come from the Americas. Mm-hmm. And then she asks Shia, do you want some?
Does he want to try
some? Do you want
some?
Do you want to try?
Okay, Shia notices something interesting. Maybe he's not so interested in the food.
Okay.
He says, I'm more interested in these pictures.
Ah.
Okay, and then he says, the Maya wrote with pictures.
That's right, they did. Very large petroglyphs. And Roxy, she says, can you understand them? She's thinking that maybe Shia is so smart, he can actually understand or read what these pictures say. Yeah, exactly. So understand there is our word power word, UNDERSTAND. Under, UNDER, stand, STAND. Put it together, you get understand. To understand something is to know what the meaning of it is. If someone is speaking a language that you know, you will understand the words they are saying. But if they're speaking a language you've never heard before, then no matter what they say, you'll be like, I don't understand. I don't know what you're saying. I don't get the meaning of your words. For example, I can't understand Chinese. Do you speak English? I can understand Chinese. Do you speak English?
Shia might know a thing or two about the Maya people, but he can't read these pictures.
Yeah, a lot of scientists and professors would have a tough time reading those. So what does he say when she asks, can you understand these pictures?
Not at all.
No.
He means he doesn't know anything.
He might as well be reading a newspaper in Russian. He really doesn't understand what it's all about. But that's okay. He's still a smart guy. So let's move on and see what Roxy has to say next.
Mm-hmm.
Roxy says, It'll be hard for us to live in the Maya civilization. Yes, it will be, because they don't understand what's going on. This isn't part of their world. They are not part of this civilization. And a civilization is a collected group of people who have a shared history and culture. They've probably built large cities. They have different types of jobs for different people. They have a government, maybe an army. So the civilization we live in today is basically a global civilization. But of course, back in history, we had times when the Chinese civilization, the Roman civilization, or the ancient Mayan civilization were very powerful in different places at different times. So Shia, what does he say?
He says, you're right.
You're right.
They won't fit in here.
They won't fit in. They won't understand what's going on. They're sort of strangers in a strange land.
Mm-hmm. And then he says, we should try to get home.
Yes.
Home. Home is our third word power word for today, and it is spelled H-O-M-E. Home.
How's it spelled?
H-O-M-E.
Oh, yeah.
It's an adverb. When we say we want to go home, that means we want to go to the place where we live. Home. For example, I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. Again, I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. So Shia and Roxy, they need to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
They not only have to return to their uncle's house,
yep,
right? That's where home is.
Yep.
But they also need to get back to the year, or move forward to the year 2016.
Exactly. Right? They have to travel both through time and through space. That's not going to be easy. Shia then says, let's go back to the time machine, right? That's the one way they have of traveling through time. If that doesn't work, they're going to be in big trouble.
They're going to have to live in the Mayan time.
Basically, they'll have to learn how to speak Mayan and read Mayan.
And then eat corn and beans and turkey.
That's not so bad.
Yeah. Okay, next our article tells us that Roxy and Shia try to use the machine.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe they're pulling something. I don't know. How do they even get there?
Well, it seemed when they started the first time, Roxy did just pull something. But now Shia maybe is taking a slightly more scientific way of doing it. So Roxy says, can you make it work? Can you make the machine do what we want it to? Do you understand how the machine works or operates?
Well, Shia, I don't think he knows.
I don't think he does either.
Because he says, I'll just push some buttons and hope for the best. Okay,
this is not a scientific way of doing it.
No, not at all.
Just I hope this works. Okay.
Let's take a look at the word button first, okay? A button is a part of a machine that makes the machine work, okay? So we turn the machine on, or we make it work by pushing the button.
Mm-hmm.
Button, okay. And then we also see our fourth word power word, push, P-U-S-H, push. Okay, and it's a verb. The word push means to press a button or a switch. For example, in order to turn on your phone, you need to hold down a button on the top. We call this action push. For example, again, push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone. Push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone.
So Roxy really gets nervous now, and she says, but that means we may never go get home. They may be stuck in the Mayan time forever.
So Roxy thought that maybe Shia would be able to get them home, but
that's right.
He's just hoping for the best.
It didn't really work, yeah.
Okay. So Shia gets ready to push the button.
Okay.
And then he says, here goes.
Mm.
So we have a magic box lesson for you.
What? What happened? Oh my gosh.
Well, let's hand it over to our Chinese teacher first, and then we'll come back to the article, okay?
All right.
Magic box. 找亮点.
Oh no, look at me now. I'm so fat. 肚子好大哦.
Not at all. You look just fine. 你一点也不胖了. 不管怎么样,你都是最美丽的.
Stop lying to me. 你看我现在衣服都被撑到穿不下啦.
It's okay, don't cry. 我再带你去买更漂亮的衣服就好了吗?
Alright, fine.
Here goes.
It's
not working, 好像发不动耶。
What? Can you make it work?
Come on, 好像不行耶。
Oh, 我的新衣服 no, why?
Oh, I'm sorry guys, 车子坏掉，我没有办法买其他的衣服穿，所以就请大家忍受一下我今天这样子吧。好，让我先冷静一下，今天就来教教大家我刚刚和亲爱的 Joker 对话里面所用到的一些实用的句型吧。首先 not at all 很简单，它就是一个表示一点也不的意思哦。其实啊，它就是比 no 或是 not 更加强烈的表示没有哦。所以啊，当我问 Joker 说哦，我是不是变胖了，为了安慰我，他当然说 not at all 一点也不，哇，觉得真的是很感动呢。另外 not at all 还可以拿来当作礼貌的回应，像是如果有人跟你道谢的时候说 thanks for your help 谢谢你的帮忙，你就可以用 not at all 回他，表示不客气哦。好，那我们再回想一下刚刚我和 Joker 到车子里面的时候， Joker 要开车带我去买漂亮的衣服穿，出发前呢他说了Here goes, 其实就是指出发咯的意思，或者是啊，你也可以用来表示要开始做一些需要勇气或是从未尝试过的事情。我要开始了，看我的！像我啊和 Joker 也最喜欢玩云霄飞车，每次啊要开始前，我们都会双手举高大喊 Here goes, 出发咯！但像我现在这样子， Joker 还想要跟我出去玩吗？好了好了，回来。最后啊，我们本来啊已经准备好了，车子却发不动，所以啊我才会很紧张问说 Can you make it work? 你可以让车子发动吗？ Make something work 就是让某样东西能够正常运作的意思哦。 But I'm sure that Joker would make it work. He won't let me down. Joker 啊一定会用好他的，他绝对不会让我失望。
小丑女， The car is working now.
Oh yay, let's go now.See you guys!
And so what does it say? Well, we can't exactly tell you what happens. That's what it says, because it really does say Roxy and Shia travel in time again, but...Where to? Where to? Meaning we don't know where to. So I guess we're all going to have to come back, what, next month to find out?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I hope they're okay. And maybe they're going to be going back home to their uncle's house in the time we live in. Or maybe to another place, another time in history.
Or maybe they'll come here to our studio.
Oh, you think so?
That would be fun.
I hope they bring some of that corn and rice.
Yeah. Yeah.Okay, so let's go to our wrap-up. Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽! Okay, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I'm starting to believe that time travel is impossible.
What do you mean? I mean, it's almost finished.
I mean, we tried three times.
That's, well...
Three times, I'm still here.
That's true. You didn't travel through time, but they did take you to the hospital because they thought you were crazy.
Yes.
That was travel.
Was that really traveling?
Time travel. Well, I explained to the police that it was my time machine and they let you go. So you still got to ride in a police car.
That wasn't very fun.
Well, no.
I just need to study for my test.
Yeah.
That's all I need to do.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'll give you one more chance, okay?
Okay. You'll give the time machine one more chance, you mean? You'll give science one more chance, you mean? Gosh, what would the world be today if Neil Armstrong had said, Hey, NASA, I'll give you one more chance to put me on the moon. What would have happened if Orville and Wilbur Wright had said to their mom, Hey, Mom, give us just one more chance to fly our airplane? And she would have said no. We'd be walking around without people on the moon. Are you ready?
Okay, hand it over.
Here
hand
you
it
go.
Over.
It looks pretty cool.
It does.
Don't forget the time selector.
I think we need to move the things.
Don't touch the poop stick.
But it's too high.
It's doing a very important job. It's very, very well calibrated. Ah, now it broke. Oh, the whole thing has been a mess. Billions of dollars wasted.
Oh,
Obama's going to call me and say, what have you been doing with my money? And I'll have to explain this to him. But we'll tape it back together. It'll be fine. We'll see you all back here again very, very soon. Bye-bye. Take care. And if you travel in time... Just select the time and place carefully. See you later. Bye-bye.
Time travel. The journey begins.
Roxy and Shia are still in the time of the Maya.
I'm so hungry. What can we eat here?
Well, the Maya didn't have rice. They ate a lot of corn and beans.
I'll try this. Yummy! There's turkey in it. Do you want some?
I'm more interested in these pictures. The Maya wrote with pictures.
Can you understand them?
Not at all.
It'll be hard for us to live in the Maya civilization.
You're right. We should try to get home. Let's go back to the time machine.
Roxy and Shia try to use the machine.
Can you make it work?
I'll just push some buttons and hope for the best.
But that means we may never get home.
Here goes.
Roxy and Shia travel in time again. But where to?
Bean. Bean. Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast. Nelson had beans and eggs for breakfast. Understand. 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 Understood. Understood. I can't understand Chinese. Do you speak English? I can't understand Chinese. Do you speak English? Home. Home. I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. I'm going home now. See you tomorrow. Push. Push. Push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone. Push the button at the top to turn on the cell phone.